Proverbs 12:11 says, "He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding." The basic truth of this proverb is that honest, hard work pays off, but being a shiftless drifter will leave you hurting. I was one of those void of understanding who followed vain persons until I got saved. Once I became a believer in Jesus Christ and began reading and following His Word, I became a hard worker who avoided vain persons. I'd always been willing to work, and I worked hard, but I was inconsistent. I lost jobs because I'd be out late with the gang and would oversleep. Other times, I just decided I didn't want to work that day. And sometimes my so-called friends would talk me into skipping out on work so we could party. I was heading for a life of trouble and heartache. But the Christian who follows God's Word will not be influenced by vain persons. The gospel believer will preach that gospel to those vain persons. And you know what happens? They either get saved and are no longer vain persons, or they'll leave and never look back. Either way, the problem is solved. But there have been a lot of good Christian people led away from the simple Christian work ethic by vain persons who are able to talk things up and make people believe that their shortcut or get-rich-quick scheme is a sure thing. Sometimes it even involves crime. How many Christians do you know who got into things like Amway and lost hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars? I know there might be one or two of you out there who made some money, but I haven't met anyone who did. And some Christians and many unbelievers have been financially ruined by following vain persons to the casinos. Last night, my wife and I watched the 1974 film Seven Alone. In that film, the husband and father of a good Christian family living in Missouri decides to follow a wagon train to Oregon, where he believes the claims of vain persons who claim that it's like the Garden of Eden out there. He had a nice farm right there in Missouri, but things were difficult in 1842, so he chased the fairy tale. The movie is based on a true story, and just in case you haven't seen it, I won't give any details away, but the trip becomes a nightmarish battle for survival, and not everyone does survive. All to chase a dream that vain persons had embellished to the point of absurdity. Now, I don't want to insult the memories of all the people who went west in the 19th century. There were many brave and able people who are hardworking, and they don't fit the description of this proverb, but many thousands should never have even attempted the trip, and many of them were not driven by anything more than the delusion of finding that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow in places like Oregon and California. It's important to know our history and appreciate the sacrifices of those who went west and built the American dream from the Atlantic to the Pacific. But it's also important to know the whole story, to learn from those who were pulled away from their homes because they weren't content with such things as they had, as Hebrews 13:5 tells us to be. They followed vain persons who flat out lied about what was ahead. Not only on the trip there, but once they arrived. The land was wonderful in many ways, but it was no Garden of Eden. As my parents always said, hard work never killed anyone. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. We don't literally have to be farmers. That's not the point. Most of us will work to earn money to pay the man who tills the land and produces our food. But in this life, we are under the curse of the fall. God said to Adam in Genesis 3:19, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground." What vain persons try to do is deny the effects of the fall and live without investing any sweat into feeding themselves. Instead, we should work hard and lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, as Jesus said in Matthew 6:20. But now is the time for hard work as we invest with what the world calls sweat equity, where we will receive the reward in the life to come in the New Jerusalem when Jesus takes us home.